The Amplified Bible, the Old Testament, the Book of Genesis, Chapter 1. In the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, suitable, pleasant, and he approved it. And God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament, the expanse of the sky in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters below from the waters above." And God made the firmament, the expanse, and separated the waters which were under the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the firmament heavens. And there was evening, and there was morning, a second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be collected into one place of standing, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the accumulated waters he called seas. And God saw that this was good, fitting, admirable, and he approved it. And God said, "Let the earth put forth tender vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees yielding fruit, whose seed is in itself, each according to its kind, upon the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which was their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, suitable, admirable, and he approved it. And there was evening, and there was morning, a third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be signs and tokens of God's provident care, and to mark seasons, days, and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light, the sun, to rule the day, and the lesser light, the moon, to rule the night. He also made the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, fitting, pleasant, and he approved it. And there was evening, and there was morning, a fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly, and swarm with living creatures, and let birds fly over the earth in the open expanse of the heavens." God created the great sea monsters, and every living creature that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, suitable, admirable, and he approved it. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, a fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creeping things, and wild beasts of the earth according to their kinds." And it was so. And God made the wild beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and domestic animals according to their kinds, and everything that creeps upon the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, fitting, pleasant, and he approved it. God said, "Let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the tame beasts, and over all of the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God he created him. Male and female he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, using all its vast resources in the service of God and man. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth." And God said, "See, I have given you every plant-yielding seed that is on the face of all the land, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to all the animals on the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the ground, to everything in which there is the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, suitable, pleasant, and he approved it completely. And there was evening, and there was morning, a sixth day.